I love this quote from Eugene Peterson. He says, "Jesus is eternally and tirelessly bringing everything and everyone together. The energy of reconciliation is the dynamo at the heart of the universe." I love this so much. Since Adam, since the first act of eating that fruit and the cursing of man and the wall of separation came up, Jesus has been tirelessly and relentlessly working to tear that wall down. You know how we sing that song in worship, "Your love is relentless." We love that song. I love that song. But we need to remember that just because Jesus's work on the cross is done, that does not mean that he's not still relentlessly trying to rescue us. He's like a doctor who looks at us and says, "I'm not satisfied until every bit of cancer is removed from your body." And really, that's the kind of doctor that we want. The kind of doctor who's not going to rest until he's removed what's killing us. Jesus loves his family, and he's constantly on a mission to rescue that family and bring them back to him. He's looking at people who don't yet know him and thinking, "I desperately want to make this person aware of me. I want to save them. I want to bring them close to my heart." We need to understand that Jesus is the bridge between God and humanity. When I was a kid, I was honestly terrified of bridges because the thought of falling over the edge or through the cracks honestly scared me to death. But what's even more scary than that is the reality, the real reality, that there is a gap between God and man called sin and death. And it's a gap that we created. It's a gap that we caused. There's this separation, which means that man on his own cannot reach God. It's a chasm. It's a gap. And if you fall into it, you end up separated from God into eternity. We created this gap with our sin, but God loved us so much that he decided he wanted to build a bridge between us. I remember when I was a youth pastor, I took some of my students street witnessing, and we were talking to some atheists, and they were saying, "Hey, why do you care so much?" And I was like, "Listen, I care so much because I don't want anyone to be separated from God. I care so much because I want you to be a part of God's family. And I want you to know that I'm a sinner just like you, but it's only by the grace of God that I'm allowed to be a part of that forever family." God made a bridge for you to cross over to him. That's why we care. And some people view God as this angry God who's angry at people and pushing people into the pit, like God's looking at sinners and going, "Oh, I can't believe they did that. Get in there." And he's pushing them into the fire. But that's not true of God's heart. The only reason anyone perishes is because they simply do not cross over the bridge. Remember, Jesus is the Logos. He is what God has to say. He is God's message to humanity. And that message is, "I've created a bridge for you to cross." Even though you don't deserve it, even though you've done nothing to earn it, I love you so much that I have created a cross-shaped bridge for you to cross to the other side, to safety. I love you so much, I laid down my life, my body, and my blood is the bridge. That's what he's saying to us. And that's the message that the world desperately needs to hear. I'm going to read Eugene Peterson's words one more time. "Jesus is eternally and tirelessly bringing everything and everyone together. The energy of reconciliation is the dynamo at the heart of the universe." As you're listening, take a moment to pray about the God whose heart for the world is love, is rescuing, is reconciliation. Let's thank God that he's a father who's not willing to let the children die. Let's thank him that he wants us to be a part of what he's doing in his great plan to rescue and redeem the world. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.